Blog Talk Radio.
From sunrise to Singapore and all points in between, you're tuned in to Get Motivated with J-Dog.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jonathan J-Dog Letterman, your host of Get Motivated with J-Dog. And it's a great night. You like savings time. Couple of extra hours to get things accomplished through the daylight. You know, if you're talking about going out there and exercising or why you couldn't walk because it got dark early, now you can take that excuse and become a taker and find the time to do the exercise so you can make that life balance that you desire. And that's what we're going to be talking about. As to your life, your spiritual, your physical, your health. I'm doing. And it's very important that you know that. And we've all faced challenges in our life, and it's how we face those challenges and move forward that molds who we are and how we grow personally, professionally, and spiritually. In a lot of the things that I do the fundraising for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, and I'm reminded that not everybody's going to share the passion that I have, and not everybody's going to share the same vision that I might have. So in doing these things, I have to understand the perspective that the other person's coming from and take that into consideration. Such as a case earlier last week, I was out and about. I decided to go do my my laundry, and I stopped into a comic book store. I thought, hey, it would be great to go to this comic book store and, you know, get a drink, get a snack that they sell at the store there, and talk to the manager about Relay for Life. After all, our theme is Superheroes for the Cure. So my business thought was, what a better partner than a comic book store, and send my Relay for Life volunteers and team captains and participants over to the comic book store. And his answer is, I'm not interested. We don't need any solicitation. And that, to me, was short-sightedness. And I'll tell you that short-sightedness cost him a potential customer, because my team at Relay for Life chose Shazam as our superhero, Captain Marvel. And we're looking for all types of items to decorate our booth with relating to Shazam. So at first I was mad and I was angry, and then I realized, you know what, some will, some won't, some waiting, so what next? And I realized this was this gentleman's loss, because he didn't see the forest for the trees. He didn't see the balance that he had to have in being open and receptive to people that could help his business. And maybe it's because he was a manager and didn't have a investment into the store. All he knew is he was guaranteed a certain amount of money every week for working the store. Maybe he was having a bad day. You never know. But at first I got angry, and then I started using some negative words, and then I took a deep breath and I said, you know what, there's other comic book stores. I'm sure somebody will come through and agree to help us with Relay for Life and in exchange for promotion. And that's what happens when you're doing the community activities. My guest tonight is involved in a lot of community activities. She's doing the Walk to End Alzheimer's. I'm waiting for her to call in. Becca Teabon is phenomenal. She is a CEO and founder of Becca Teabon Health. She talks on fitness, life, going green from the inside out. She's a speaker, a coach, an author, and she says, most importantly, she's a mom. She is part of the Wellness Lifestyle Group. She founded Mom's Green World. She's written many, many articles. She's been featured on many radio shows, many TV shows, just a wealth of information. And her journey is tremendous. She's overcome her own challenges with health issues and the like. So I'm waiting for Becca to call in and talk about her journey transformation. Overcoming is in your life. Understand where you're coming from. So, be a radio broadcaster for the American United Baseball League, and I got there early, and I was looking for a place to eat, and I came across a place called Spring Chicken right on Alton Road, right around the corner from the baseball stadium. I walked from the baseball stadium over there and had a really nice holistic and organic meal. Everything was homemade, and including the chocolate chip cookie, which was made gluten-free and with organic flours and organic chips and everything needed to make a really good chocolate chip cookie, and it was excellent. And the service was great, and I started talking to the manager there. His name is Walter. Everybody calls him Wally. And I told him, I said, listen, while I'm here, let me do a quick video for you. And he was open to receive me doing the video. And the video, talked about using the video and, you know, doing some other things. This is their third location that they've opened. That location on Alton Road's been there 6 months. And he told me, you know, that it's picking up. But, and I told him, I said, you know what the secret is? Promotion. Building raving fans. And he agreed. And I was very excited because he was very receptive to the idea of me doing a video for him. And, you know, it's amazing what you can bring to the table and how you can be of service and value to other people and how it comes back to you. You know, when you help other people get what they want, you're going to get what you want. And when you overcome challenges, you get this sense of accomplishment. And my guest who's going to call in, Becca Tebon, she's going to talk to you about her journey and the work that she's doing with the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And we were talking about that as well, you know, using Facebook as a way to, you know, raise funds, using the social media. And she said, you know, not a lot of people were making donations to her website for the Walk to End Alzheimer's program. And I said, maybe they just didn't understand the magnitude, or maybe they weren't touched by Alzheimer's like many of us, or maybe they didn't see people going through Alzheimer's. You know, until something touches your heart, you don't know. And when it touches your heart and you create a passion, be it Becca's passion to help other people excel and to help people touched by Alzheimer's, be it to help people get in good physical health and mental health and spiritual health, whatever it is, these are things that are near and dear to her. And she lives by the idea, you know, what the mind can conceive, the heart can believe, and you can achieve. And it's amazing what happens. But like I said, some people can't reach until it hits home. And some people are just stuck in that lack mentality. They're so used to saying, I can't, I can't, I can't, that they don't realize that they really can. You know, for someone to come up with a $5 donation that's been, you know, bragging on Facebook about making a six-figure income, and then to make excuses why they can't come up with $5, I find that to be amazing. I find that to be incredible. Because in this life, when you give, you open up the channels to get. And if you think about it, what's $5? We spend $5 on a Starbucks Frappuccino, if we choose to do a Frappuccino, or we might even spend $5 on a sandwich and a cup of coffee at a Starbucks, or we may go out to Panera Bread and spend $5, $10. What if we were to make lunch at home or bring lunch with us to work one day, and instead of going out to lunch, donate to Becca's cause, the Alzheimer's Walk, or donate to the cause I'm involved with Relay for Life. And think about the benefits, too. If you support people and you are balanced in your life and you're able to give and receive, great things are going to happen for you. I know it firsthand. I've seen it time and time again. I once donated $18 to a friend of mine doing team and training, and the next week I was making sales at a newspaper I was working for, and one of my sales netted me a commission of $180. It comes back to you. But you have to be willing to release it and stop coming from a position of lack. You have to stop looking, oh, poor me, I'm broke, I can't afford anything, things are tough. They might be, but they're as tough as you want them to be. They're as tough as you perceive them to be. There's always a solution. There's always ways to turn things around. There's always ways to make a difference. You know, I've had weeks in my profession as a voiceover talent, an MC, a public address announcer, a marketing and media relations consultant, a business coach, you know, somebody who helps with the Oracle card readings to help people, again, make that life balance connection with the mind, body, and soul. And I've had weeks where I've had $0, but I've always found money if I needed it to donate to a charity, to go out to dinner, to go to different places. And I found that it's the choices we make and the attitude that we have towards these choices, the energy that we put out when we're making these choices. You know, Becca could have very easily given up after all of the challenges she had in her life, but she's a fighter, and she said, you know, I'm going to find better ways. I'm going to find ways to make a difference. I'm going to find ways to touch lives. She could have wallowed and had a pity party, as we call it, but she didn't. And that's why I'm excited. I'm looking forward to her calling in. Our call-in number is 323-642-1530. And just want to share with you, you know, when things are perceived to be rough, they might be rough. It might be tough to deal with what's happening with Facebook posts going on and people being negative and people sharing negative thoughts or stooping to name calling because they want to make their point. And the idea is to have balance in your life, you have to remove the judgment. Don't judge anything. Somebody has a different point of view than yours, don't take it personally. Take a deep breath. Realize the perspective that they're coming from, and realize that not everybody is ready to receive the message that you have or to work with you. That is the way of life. It comes back to what I said earlier when I opened the show. Some will, some won't, some waiting, so what next? Because it's not our jobs to drag anybody kicking and screaming to our thought process. All we have to do is shine our light bright enough for people to see. And enough people are going to see it that they're going to want to make changes in their life. They're going to want to look and say, you know what? I can do that. I can make the mind-body-soul connection. I can have a life balance where my personal life and my professional life and my spiritual life share equally in everything that I do. I talk about it all the time with Don Miguel's Four Agreements. You know, be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. Don't make any judgments. Always do your best. And he has a fifth agreement. Question everything. You know, do your research. Before you start working with anybody on a health and nutrition plan or a life plan or a success plan, research them. See who they've helped, see how they're living, see what actions they're taking in their life, see how they conduct themselves, see if they're authentic or are they just one of these people getting up on the stage and saying, hey, I've got this great program and it's going to cost you $900, and then you buy the program and you don't apply the program and it doesn't work and now you're bitter, now you're resentful, now you're upset. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I say do your research. And in today's marketplace and with the availability of so many people out there that you can tap into, make an educated decision. Become an educated consumer when you're out in the marketplace. Entrepreneur. look for ways to promote yourself that are in align with your core beliefs. Because if your heart's not in it and you're not passionate about it, you're not going to have the success that you want. It's as simple as that. Like I said, I'm hoping that Becca calls in. There's about 14 minutes left to go in the show. The call number is 323-642-1530. And just going to let you know right now, places you can find me this week. Very excited. Wednesday night, I'll be at the Chuck E. Cheese's on Oakland Park Boulevard at about 6:30 p.m. We are doing a fundraiser there for the American Cancer Society Relay for Life to create a world with less cancer and more birthdays, and to plant the seeds of hope and healing for cancer patients, their friends, and their families. And it's a very simple process. You come to the Chuck E. Cheese in Sunrise. It's on Oakland Park Boulevard, just west of University Drive. And you go in, you let them know you're there for the Relay for Life fundraiser, and they'll donate 15% of your order back to Relay for Life. And when you need tokens for the machines, if you're bringing your kids out and you want to buy tokens, don't buy them through the machine. Buy them up at the counter. Let them know you're buying the tokens to support Relay for Life, and they'll do that. Relay for Life also has a huge, huge St. Patrick's Day party at the Doubletree coming up on Friday night. $20 gets you a nice buffet, and that money is donated to Relay for Life. There's going to be a silent auction for all types of great prizes. So just want to let you know about that. Check in on my Facebook page, Jonathan Letterman, or you can just go facebook.com/JDogLetterman. That'll bring you to my Facebook page, and I post on there where I'll be. A lot of times I'm out and about in the community. I stop off at our local Starbucks. You might find me at a Panera Bread, or you might find me at one of the juiceries in the area. So if you're looking to, you know, find me and you want to do something with me, an oracle card reading, or you want to drop off a donation to Relay for Life, or you want to talk about being a guest on my radio show, or you want to use my services to help you with your media relations or your copywriting, I bring a lot to the table. And I do want to thank Becca Tebon, because she taught me about stepping into my power. And she also taught me about having balance and, you know, not getting overly involved in any one particular project at a time, and making sure you're committed, but making sure you're not overly committed, making sure that your commitment to a project is benefiting you and also serving the people that it's intended to serve, because you have to have a balance. You can't be so focused on doing one thing that it consumes your entire life, so it takes away from the other aspects of your life. So the idea is to have a life balance, to help people get to where they want to be. And those that don't want your help, like the guy at the comic book store over in Lauderhill, past, present, future, you know, he wasn't interested, his loss. And, you know, next time I need comics, I'll probably end up going to his competitor. And that's just the way of life. And look at yourself. Ask yourself, if you're in business, why is your business struggling? It may not be the economy. It may not be the industry. It might be the attitude that you're bringing to the business. Maybe you've done it for so long and you're so used to doing certain things that you haven't changed. And the people in your industry that are in the same neighborhood as you are, going after the same customers that you're going after, maybe they've changed. Maybe they've done different things. Maybe they've realized that the way they were doing things wasn't working, so they had to make a change. And when they changed their thoughts and they changed their mindset, things improved. And the one thing I can tell business owners, anybody who ever calls you on the phone, anybody who ever steps into your place of business can be of service and value to you. They may not become a customer. They may not become a client, but they might know somebody that can use your services. And also, pick up on people's buying signals. Part of being balanced in life is to be able to listen and pick up on what people are saying. The minute that I told the manager at the comic book store that my team had adopted Shazam as a superhero, a light bulb should have gone off in his head, and he should have said, hey, you know what? I have the Shazam figurine here. I have Shazam T-shirts, or I can get you Shazam T-shirts. Hey, I've got some Shazam comics. They're, you know, inexpensive. Should have shown me a few things. And even if I didn't buy him that day, at least I would have known that in the future, and he would have picked up a client. Instead, guess what? He got my business for a can of soda and a box of cookies. And he could have gotten more. And he could have gotten a regular customer, because I personally like comics, and I personally like to collect figurines and things related to the different comic characters. That's just part of me. So think about it when you're doing business out there, ladies and gentlemen, that everybody that walks in has something to be of service and value. And start thinking long term. Start looking at the opportunities that are out there to be involved in your community, to support your community. Through Becca Teabon, you have the opportunity to help her with the Walk to End Alzheimer's program. You know, look her up on Facebook. Look up her page. It's on her Facebook page, BECCATEBON. You can Google her and look her up and find all the great programs that she offers. It's BECCATEBON, TEBON. If you go to BeccaTeabon.com, BECCATEBON.com, you'll find a wealth of information about Becca and all the great things that she's doing in the community. And you'll have the opportunity to really tap into your inner divinity with somebody that is well-versed, that's certified, that will put you on a path to health and wellness as it relates to your personal health, your physical health, your mental health, your spiritual health. Phenomenal woman to connect with in Becca Teabon. And she's available to do speaking engagements as well. Definitely book her. She's a fantastic voice to have at any events that are dealing with health and wellness. And like I said, the idea is be open to receive opportunities as they come to you. And if you're not attracting clients or customers, look at what you're doing and look at what you can do differently. Changing the way you do things. I recently did that with instead of harping in groups about how important it is to support the efforts with the American Cancer Society Relay for Life, I started to write direct messages, and I started to tell my story and tell why I do Relay. And most of you know, if you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know I've lost too many people to cancer, including my mother, who was called home to God on July 5th, 2012, after suffering a massive heart attack while battling non-operable metastatic lung cancer. And my mom was my hero. I know that my mom is with me in my heart. I know that through the power of spirituality, I can make a connection with her at any time. And it's amazing what happens when you get that life balance going in your personal life, your professional life, your spiritual life. When you decide that you're going to better yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually, amazing things start to happen. You know, people ask me, you know, why I do what I do and why sometimes I will turn down a gig, or why after 4 years of working with a particular team will I now sever ties. And there's a lot of reasons. It just wasn't balancing. It wasn't serving me anymore. And when things don't serve you, you have to eliminate them. You need to just let them go, because the minute you let go and you let God, good things start to happen. And that's the whole idea. You know, I still enjoy my hamburgers here and there. I don't eat them as much as I used to. I'm eating more fish and more chicken, and Becca would be proud that it, instead of having Oreo cookies these days, I grab celery and I put a little peanut butter on the celery, so I get my my vegetable, and I get a little bit of protein going that way. And I also had the opportunity, I worked with David Sherman at Coping with Curveballs for a little while, and he helped me with my physical appearance and helped me with weight training. I haven't been able to do a lot of the weight training lately because my right arm has been bothering me. Again, balance messages from source of what to do and not to overpower things. And being right-hand dominant, I have been carrying, like, everything related to Relay for Life with my right hand. And, you know, bags of canisters filled with change get heavy after a while. So, but it's all about the balance, and it's all about detaching yourself from outcomes, and it's about doing the right thing. And I tell people, you know, the politics on Facebook, take a deep breath and avoid it. It doesn't serve anybody by being mean. It doesn't serve anybody by obsessing about the things that you cannot control. To help you, I always say this on the show, the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, I told somebody the other day, I said, it's not like the President of the United States called me up and said, hey, J-Dog, who do you want to be my education secretary? Who do you want me to appoint to head up the EPA? I can't control any of that. What I can control is how I make a difference in my community. What I can control is the attitude that I bring to my business, be it doing voiceovers, public address announcing, MC work, marketing consultations, business advice consultations, life advice consultations, an Oracle card reading. What I can control is my attitude and the difference I make. I can choose if I want to watch CNN and Fox and all the news stations, or I can choose to say, you know what, let me be well-versed in what's going on, but let's not be too obsessed with it, because there's certain things that I know I'm not going to change. What I can do is I can make sure that I do things in a loving and caring and compassionate way. I can look at the other person's perspective without taking things personally. And at the end of the day, I can answer the question, did I live the day in joy, and did I bring joy to others? And if you can answer those two questions with a yes at the end of the day, your life is in balance, and you'll be joyful. And when you are joyful, great things start to happen. You know, they talk about making a joyful noise unto the Lord. And when you start to do that, and you start to realize that at the end of the day, you have to please yourself, and you have to please call it God, call it Source, call it Spirit, call it Jehovah, call it Yeshua, whatever you're going to call that higher being, for guidance. And make sure you're out there balancing your personal life, your professional life, your spiritual life. Don't let one overtake the other. I see a lot of people out there, they perceive themselves to be successful because they have all this money, but they're not enjoying life. And the materialistic things that you can buy, yeah, they're good. Having the big house, having the fancy car, having the nice clothes, that's all well and good. But at the end of the day, you got to ask yourself, is that bringing joy to your life? Is that bringing joy to others? Are you using those things for the benefit of your community? Are you using those things to create a life balance? Or have you become so consumed with your professional life that your personal life struggles, and you miss the games of your kids, or you miss the recital for your kid because you had to go to work? So think about how you're balancing your life. Think about the attitude you're bringing to things, and make sure you have a life balance. I recommend that you look up Becca Tebon. Unfortunately, she didn't call in. Hopefully, we'll be able to reschedule and get that together. But just make this week a great week for yourselves. Look at your life and take inventory of what's serving you and what's not serving you. Release what doesn't serve you. Enhance what does serve you. And make sure you have the best week possible. Until next time, this is Jonathan J. Dog Letterman, the positive broadcaster, reminding you to stay positive.